Geek Radio Daily. It's all the geek without the wait for Thursday, December 10th, 2009, weekend eve. Some might call it vacation eve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, some people. I don't know who, but maybe we'll tell you about it later. I don't know. It's only if you've been good, though, as certain people can tell you, like the Flintstress.
Set your butt down to detention.
What did I do? I didn't
do anything.
You were
naughty.
Fine. That's fine. I'll just go be all emo and stuff. I'm Billy Flynn.
I wish I were a lesbian.
Ooh, that would solve the problems right there. I think
you are an honorary lesbian.
I do have a t-shirt that says that.
True. Well, today in 1607, Captain John Smith left Jamestown on that trip that would involve him with Pocahontas.
Wasn't that good a movie? Pocahontas. Didn't much care for it. 1901, on December 10th, the first Nobel Peace Prize was awarded. Woo!
Yay! In 1911, Cowbraith Rogers completed the first crossing of the U.S. by airplane. It took him 84 days.
Wow. 1906, President Theodore Roosevelt became the first American to be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. It only took 5 years for us to conquer that. What
That's
year?
Right. USA.
Recognize.
In 1915, the 1 millionth Model T Ford rolled off the Ford assembly line.
Wow. 1946, the Toys for Tots campaign was organized. There you go. Good job.
In 1955, the Mighty Mouse Playhouse premiered on television.
Here I come to save the day. And it was on this date in 1978 that legendary film director Ed Wood died in his North Hollywood, California home. He was 54 years old. And, sir, I still love what you did. You weren't that good at it, but by God, you had a passion for it, and it shows.
And Angora sweaters.
And Angora sweaters. Well, who doesn't? Birthdays?
Well, Raven Simone of That's So Raven and The Cosby Show is 24
Whatever.
Years old. She's 24.
Yeah, I don't care. She's still
saying she's old.
Patrick Pfluger's 26. That's Sean Farrell on The 4400. Yeah.
I have no idea what that is.
That's the show that there were 4,400 people kidnapped by aliens and they were brought back to Earth.
Okay.
There were a lot of other things going on in your life at the time.
Okay. Bobby Flay, American Chef, is 45 years old.
Nia Peoples is 48. Currently, Karen Taylor on The Young and the Restless, about the only soap opera CBS hasn't canceled.
Still laugh. Kenneth Branagh is 49. He was Gilderoy Lockhart in Harry Potter and a variety of other things.
He was great in Dead Again. That's a good movie. Michael Clark Duncan, 52. John Coffey from The Green Mile. Was it? I thought that was yesterday. No? I don't know. Okay, crazy. I don't know.
And let's see. Susan Day is 56. She's Grace Van Owen on L.A. Law. Laurie Partridge on The Partridge Family.
Come on, get happy. Tom Towles is 59. He was in the remake of Night of the Living Dead. He's been in The Rock, House of 1,000 Corpses. You've seen him in so many things, it's not even funny.
Wow. I also have on my list Tommy Kirk is 68. He was Joe Hardy in The Hardy Boys,
really?
The TV mystery series.
Huh. He was also, Tommy Kirk is a jerk. Okay. No, he was in a bunch of goofy. He was in Mars Needs Women, so with Yvonne Craig, so there you go. He's got that going for him. Also, with birthdays, people no longer with us. Melville Dewey, 1851 was his birthday. Invented the Dewey Decimal System. You might have heard of that.
Yeah.
And also, Emily Dickinson, 1830. I mentioned that because I can't stand Emily Dickinson's poetry, and let me ruin it for you right now. You can sing every Emily Dickinson poem to the tune of The Yellow Rose of Texas. It ruined it for my English teacher, and that's why she shouldn't have made me do that. Don't mess with me, punks! It's a true story, too. Tonight, TV, you've got, oh my God, look, Survivor Samoa. Ooh.
Really?
Okay, and new CSI and The Mentalist is on, so there's that. Okay.
Well, ABC brings us Flash Forward, followed by Crying Doctors, Grey's Anatomy, and Private Practice.
But it's reruns.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? NBC Community is on. Nice. On Parks and Rec, Leslie's in the middle of a sex scandal.
What?
The Office and 30 Rock on as well.
Fox brings us Bones and Fringe.
And on Fringe, William Bell returns. What?
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm sorry, was that a spoiler? Oh my goodness gracious. AMC American Movie Classics is showing T2, Judgment Day. Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good movie. They show it a lot, though, I've noticed.
Yeah. Fox Movie Channel has Robin Hood, The Princess Bride, and My Cousin Vinny. That's a pretty decent lineup there.
There's two good movies out of three there. Animal Planet, Egypt's Animal Mummies. So monkey mummies can come to get you. Cat mummies. They mummified everything.
Wow, that's creepy.
Mummalicious.
FX has Spider-Man 3. Ugh. Well, it's on.
Sci-Fi Channel is showing Total Recall. Okay. Followed by Men in Black 2. What? Really? And it's not that good.
Spike
not that
brings
good
us TNA wrestling tonight.
Oh, boy. TNA wrestling? Wow. They're going to be actually fighting each other?
Not
tonight, BBC America does one of the dirtiest shows ever. It's Pedigree Dogs Exposed. Okay.
Gross.
Well, you know, doggy stuff.
Makes me think of Sarah Silverman.
Turner Classic Movies, Love Finds Andy Hardy, because Mickey Rourke and Mickey Rooney are not the same person. No, they're not.
No.
from watching anything this fine, even though it's going to be on the Family Channel, because to fool her parents, a waitress kidnaps a customer and forces him to pretend to be her boyfriend. That's right. Melissa Joan Hart and Mario Lopez star in Holiday in Handcuffs, which under other circumstances could be just... What does that look?
Melissa Joan Hart?
Yeah. Melissa kidnaps them all. Absolutely.
Wow. Today.
So there are no pieces of mail, and I'm not even going to bother to ask you for any pieces of mail because, well, you'd have to be quick. Because tomorrow being Friday means there's going to be a bit of a little hiatus for the holidays and stuff, and I hope you have yourselves a great time. Will we talk more about it? Well, maybe we'll mention it right there in the forums at geekradiodaily.com. You should come on by and have yourself a good time. What, you got a question?
No.
You sure? Because you look like you had something. Nothing?
Nope.
Fine. Then I will tell the world that today is Thursday, which means we got to take a look at some new patio books. Of course, your Geekified News is coming up this Friday, December 10th edition of Not Quite on Holiday, Geek Radio Daily.
Good morning, survivors. My name is Todd Rage, and if you're listening to my voice on AM radio, then you are in the middle of a large-scale flesh-eater migration. This area is crawling with the walking dead. Now, they are slow, and they are stupid, but they're relentless, too, and their only goal is to eat your flesh and turn you into one of them. You can only hope to put one down by destroying the brain. Now, the army, it's gone. The government's got no more handouts for you, and there ain't no more relocation stations. You are on your own. Don't trust nobody, and arm yourself. Stay tuned to this station for updates on the migration and where you can go to find safety. Join the resistance and download yourself the premiere episode HG World free from Podomatic.com or from www.goodmorningsurvivors.com beginning in July of 2009.
HG World.
Hey, this is Ben Browder at Dragon Con, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. Rock on.
Rocking nice. Shall commence, sir. Woo! It's Geek Radio Daily for Friday, December 10th, 2009. It's what the kids tell me is all the geek with none of that weight. In fact, I believe it's the official Olympic Geek News sponsor. Thank you.
That's
right?
Right.
Was that right?
Geek News Podcast sponsor? Sure.
Whatever it was, yeah. We are all about the Olympics, and they are all about us.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
And what's to understand? When you've got someone that'll read it for you. That's what's so great about Podiobooks.com. They have audio fiction, and it's totally free.
Free?
Free indeed, including new stuff this week like Michael Thomas Cunningham's Christie. Christie, a woman hardened by the streets and clinging to a life of desperation, must face her demons as she attends the funeral of an old friend. Jack was the closest thing she ever had to a father, even though their relationship had never been revealed to his family. Christie would have preferred for the alternative history of Jack's life to remain a secret, but that was not to be. When Christie is discovered by Jack's biological daughter, Jennifer, the truth is finally revealed as her story begins to unfold. Christie recounts her memories and recollection as Jennifer seeks to understand the father that she thought she knew.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's drama, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also want to tell you about Tom Lichtenberg's Freak City.
Hey now, population well, me.
It's hard to control your destiny while you're waiting for the bus.
True.
The trouble for Argus Kirkham began when a stranger pushed his way through a crowd at a bus stop pressed a package into his hands. Get your mind out of the
gutter. I didn't say anything.
Inside the package were various random items, photos, toys, newspaper clippings. None of it seems to make any sense, but as Argus and his friends unravel the clues, very strange things begin to occur in this novel of mystery. And ghosts.
Ooh, boo. So spooky stuff going on there, family dramas, all kinds of things, family-friendly stuff as well. It's all over at Patio Books. So go join the Patio Books bandwagon. It's easy, it's free, it's carved of solid awesomeness. As soon as you're done listening to today's edition of Geek Radio Daily, why don't you take your attention and your happy little fingers over to patiobooks.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view with a silent newscaster guy. That was odd. Very strange indeed. So, news, the world, stuff, Peter Jackson, dragons, and your TV set.
What?
Could it happen? Director Peter Jackson rethinking plans to turn the Dragon Adventure books, I've never been able to say this right, Temerary? It was going to be making that into a movie franchise, but apparently that may not be such a great idea. People are worried about cost and stuff. Really? Transformers 2? Anyway, Peter Jackson's considering bringing this to TV. At least that's what he's told Ain't It Cool News. Quote, I can't see any degree of common sense in trying to mount them one at a time as feature films. To me, the stories, having read the first ones, already work as the continuing ongoing saga. So I'm thinking, is there a marketplace out there for a large budget miniseries? If I could answer that question for you, Peter, yes, especially if you bring it and have dragons. I think that would be tremendous. The miniseries, we need to bring that back.
Yeah.
Bring it back, America.
Bring it. Well, I've got a feel-good story for you today. Aww.
Aww.
Okay, they're calling this survival of the kindest.
Okay.
The kindest.
All
okay,
right.
Researchers at University of California, Berkeley, well, of course, are challenging long-held beliefs that humans are wired to be selfish. In a range of studies, they're amassing a growing body of evidence that we're evolving to become more compassionate and collaborative in our quest to survive and thrive. Okay? So in contrast to every man for himself, we're actually wired to take care of people. And part of the reason that we've survived as long as we have is because we're good at nurturing our young. We're good at taking care of each other. We are working together to survive. Hopefully in the future, working together for things like helping our planet and all these other things. You know, so if you're feeling pessimistic, like we're all just out to get everybody and nobody cares about you, humans in general really do care about each other.
But that study is wrong in one count, though. The base instinct for all people is to be evil. Not necessarily to not share, but just to be evil. I'm just saying.
Maybe for you.
Well, okay, fine. So DC Comics executive editor Dan Didio, whatever, I've never been able to say his name right. Yeah, whine at me. Send me a message. That'll be fine. A few months back, asked fans of Wonder Woman to send him a postcard if they want Wonder Woman, currently on volume 3, 4, 12, whatever it is, number 38. I think it's the third ongoing volume. Number 38. If they want that to actually reflect the right number if the title had never been relaunched in the 1980s.
Ah.
Over 600 postcards came in by the deadline, and now DC is going to renumber Wonder Woman starting in 2010 in May, just in time to make it the 600th issue of that title, because that's what every woman wants, is to be older than she really is, I think.
That's awesome.
It's going to be cool because the cover for that is going to be by the greatest Wonder Woman person ever. George Perez will be doing the cover for that. His run on Wonder Woman was incredible.
Wow.
So there you go. Give something to the fans. Yep.
Well,
600? I'd still do it. I'm just saying.
Well, doctors, you know, who are sitting around who don't have a whole lot to do could read comics, or they could diagnose fictional characters.
I'd read the comics.
Yeah. Well, with, you know, the Christmas holiday season coming up and all these specials on TV, one of one. But, you know, a scientist at a doctor at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, has actually decided to
what?
Let us know what's going on with the Grinch. Okay, apparently based on the movie, the Grinch likely suffers from depression due to lack of love, joy. You know?
His heart is three sizes too small.
Right.
That's the problem.
Depression.
They tell
Being
us right
irritable,
there.
Grumpy, seeking social isolation are all hallmarks of depression. And, you know, he looks down on the other people, abuses his dog. You know, everybody's so down on the Grinch. He's himself, you know, feeling kind of down. He also, around the holidays, you know, people start to, you know, everybody around is talking about joy. And inside, you know, you're not always feeling so joyful. Keep an eye on the people around you. He may also be suffering from what's called seasonal affective disorder, which is, you know, fewer hours of daylight can
seasonal
start to kind of bum you out.
Sad. So he's sad.
Yes, he's sad. He has a heart that's three sizes too small. He's depressed and he's sad. So cut the Grinch a break and buy him a present.
Okay. I'd rather he took the roast beast. I mean, come on.
He brought it back though, and we learned the lesson, you know, that Christmas doesn't come from a store.
Oh, that's why everyone gets up on a Christmas morning and sings songs even if all their stuff is stolen. Oh. So, Google Chrome, you love it. You know you do. I don't really use it, but there's folks out there that really, really, really like
it's
it.
Pretty cool.
Well, you'll know soon because they're making a version for Mac.
Ooh,
look at there. Quote, we took a hefty dose of the goodness from the Windows version to build a fast, polished browser for Mac, unquote. That's from software engineers John Grabowski and Mike Pinkerton of the Google Chrome team. They said this in a blog post. Last year, Google released Chrome for personal computers running on Windows. The Macintosh version of Chrome is in beta, or, you know, test mode, if you want to call it that. It does not yet have customization features such as allowing extension programs or bookmark management. But on Tuesday, they released a beta version of Chrome to computers running on open source Linux. So Chrome, it's just taking over the world. And if the Chrome becomes self-aware and actualized, we'll have to find someone that can handle Chrome. And there's a joke there, but I'm just not going to tell it. Yeah, you heard it in your head, though, didn't you?
Yes,
Geek Radio
I did.
Daily, thanks for stopping by. And hey, go by iTunes, write a review, subscribe. That'll be fun. If you'd like to send some mail, you can. That's fine. Flintress and I, after Friday, we're going to be gone for a little bit. Going to take a little bit of a holiday. GRD, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Send us a mail to podcast Billy Flynn, Vic, or the Bruce of Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.